Daf is Daf Mem Gimel. So we're just finishing off this last discussion. The Gemara quoted Braisa from Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes quoted about a little bit confusing about what you can make and what you could find. So the last suggestion of this confusing Braisa was that if you go 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in Mem Gimel Menalf, that Amar Abai in Reish V'Seifa B'Motzei Mitziasa B'Osei. The first part of the last part of the Braisa was about Motzei, where you found certain kelim and there were certain halachas. The middle case is Be'osei, in terms of making, crafting these idols, what's permitted, what's not permitted. Rava comes along and says no. Rava Amar Kula Motzei Mitziasa Kuba Motzei. He thinks the Braisa needs to have more consistency. That's all talking about where you find a different kelim with mazalos or with a picture of a person on them. But the big question was Mitziasa. Mitziasa is a case of Motzei, and the Mitziasa said the middle stage of the Braisa had said the following. I'm just finding the Braisa one second here. That Kola Partufin Mutarin Chutzmi parts of Adam. So we say that stage is talking about finding also. So the halacha is if you find the keli with a picture of a person, that's certainly permitted. So why would that be also to make a person's, to find something with an image on a keli, you can't keep that. Why shouldn't you be able to keep hamotzi? So Rava says this is going according to Mitziasa Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mitziasa, the Tanya. Mihuda was Mosif after Musmanika the Sarpaim. He felt that the image of a particular person would be us as well. If you find the keli with an image of a woman nursing, or a Sarpaim, which Rashi says is an individual who is a Sar, who is some type of minister, we'll see what that means in a second, that type of image would be us, or if you're Mote, if you find such a keli. Other human face would be permitted. So Gemara explains, so what's the idea here? Meinika al shem Chava sheminika kol olam kula. This woman nursing is supposed to be an image of Chava, who, if you will, nursed the entire world. She kept the world, she created the world, and that's some level of idol people would worship. It's an image people would worship. And apis al shem Yosef, the shesar umapis is kol olam kula. And the image of a person who's in charge of the minister of food, so he was supposed to symbolize Yosef, who fed the entire world when he was down in Mitzrayim. The who did not get griva, that's only if this Yosef individual is holding a griva, which is some type of measuring tool. They'd measure amounts of wheat, the kachayil, and he'd be giving out food. He'd be mechalkel to the world. And the menika is the nakta ben v'kam menika. It's a woman nursing who's in the process of actually nursing a child at that time. So if you find any of these two images on a keli, it would in fact be usher, but shar kol adam, any other image of a person would in fact be permitted. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss the various malzalos and levanos up in Shemayim. Gemara quotes a brayse, Tanya Rabbanan, and Ezu Tziras Drakon. Before we get there, we're going to discuss what's a drakon, which we said was a type of dragon. I didn't think about it until you asked me what it was, but when I said snake, serpent, dragon, it has to be a dragon, because drakon is almost the exact word as dragon. So what is this tzura? What's the dragon that if you find a keli, it's usher, the dragon indicates some isser, like you find in China all over the place. So Perish Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that kol sheyeshlo tzitzin ben krakov. Whenever there's tzitzin, what's tzitzin? Rashi explains it's referring to either sinapi or some type of scales or fins, or we think like dragons, what a webbing maybe or something, or saros, some type of hair. There's something ben krakov which is going down the back, almost like a tail, with those little things, the fins like sticking out. That would be the image of a dragon. And Machve Rabbi Asi says ben parkit savar, referring to the points in the neck down the spine as well. So Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that's how we paskin, that for that dragon image to be usher, it's only if it has these wings or these fins or scales, that would make it usher. Now the Rambam, interestingly, when he paskin that's usher, to keep such an image, he does not qualify with requiring those tzitzin. He says if there's an image of a dragon, he leaves out the requirement of tzitzin, that's still going to be usher. So all the Acharim ask, how could the Rambam reject the Gemara? The Gemara passes clearly halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that's only usher if it has these tzitzim. So some say that the Rambam has a different gear set, should say less halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's how some explain. Mm-hmm. And the Merkavis Mishnah says it really depends on the minhag hamakom. So apparently the times of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the minhag was they only worshipped an image that had these tzitzim. But in the times of the Rambam, they would worship even a dragon that didn't have these tzitzim, and therefore it would be usher afilu b'li tzitzim. Gemara now says around 15 lines down. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yishub ben Levi. Pa'am achas, one time, Ha'isi mahalich acher Rabbi Elazar kafar berivi. was once walking after him. We were in a place called Ribi. The Darach, we were walking along the way. Umata Sham Tabas, there was a ring. Valet Tsuras Drakon, on that ring was a dragon, an image of a dragon. Umata Ovid Kochavim Katan, there was a little non-Jewish boy walking by. V'lo Amar Lo Klum, he didn't say a thing to the little boy. However, Matza Ovid Kochavim Gadol, he found an adult non-Jew. V'Amar Lo, he says to the guy, Bala, so I want you to nullify this Tabas with the dragon on it, this way I could take it. V'lo Bala, and the non-Jew refused. So Rabbi Shimon Levi was Rabbi Lazar HaKafar was a strong individual. Sata, he slapped him across the face, this non-Jew. Ubala, and he forced the non-Jew to be mevatel the ring, tabas, with the image of the dragon. So Gemara says, Shmamina Tlas, we learn three things from this Maisa. Shmamina Ovid Kochavim mevatel avodas Kochavim shelo v'shel chavero. A non-Jew is able to mevatel an idol, something that's worshipped, whether it's his own or whether some other guy's, he has the ability to be mevatel. That's number one, Shmamina. Only a person who knows the nature of the Avodah Zarah has the ability to be mevatel. But those who don't know the nature of the idol on the way to serve it does not have the ability to nullify it. And for that reason, the Katan wasn't able to nullify it because he was too young to understand the nature of this Avodah Zarah. And the third Shmamina is you could force a non-Jew to do the bittul, even though it wasn't baratzon, that's going to work as well. Now the Mordechai quotes from the Rav Yah that they have a certain Mesorah that even though you could force a goy to mevatel avodah zarah, it only works if he performs a maisa, begufti, he has to do something to the tabas. Now I don't know what happened here. If you smash it, I don't know if you scratch it, you have to do some type of maisa. But with a dibur ba'alma or a machshava ba'alma, that does not work. That's the mesorah that they have. It has to be a maisa in order to do the bittul. So one would think if it's bal karcho, that means it's very easy to undo the iser, to nullify the avodah zarah, but he says not the case. So bal karcho is permitted, but it has to still be done b'derech maisa. The Gemara says, asks a question, megadev ba Rabbi Chanina, v'lesle l'Rabbi Elazar kafar b'ribi, did he not hold to the following Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us, Hamatzil min ha'ari, you find something that was something that's running away from a lion, or min ha'dov, from a bear, min ha'namer, min ha'gayis, min ha'nar, all these different things, a river, a group of bandits, muzut ha'shayam, a flood, umishulis ha'shanar, the river's overflowing, hamotzi besati, you find it in a large marketplace, platya, another type of large public domain, gedola, ubechomokum sherabim mitzuyin sham, hare elu shalom. And if you find an item in any of these places, it's yours, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because we know Mipnei Shabbailam Misyashim Mehen. Because the Baal, the owner, is Miyash. If you drop something, you're walking through the mall, and you realize you lost, a dollar bill, so you know where you're going to find it again, you're completely Miyash on it. So if you find anything that's in any of these situations, if you find it in the public domain, it's Yish. So the question is, how come you need to do Mivatal it? The owner of this ring, this tabas with the image of a dragon, lost it. He said, there's no way I'm getting it back again. He's miyayish it. He doesn't own it. He gives up hope. And therefore, it should be completely mutter. You don't need to have any bittul on it. So the Gemara says, Amar Bai explains, Nihi de mine miyayish, mi isur mi miyayish. So granted, from the ownership of that ring, he's miyayish it. He'll never find it for himself to own. But the isur shibo, the shame of Avodah Zarah, that he's not miyayish on it. Why? Meimer Amar, he's going to say to himself, the owner of the ring, if a non-Jew finds this ring with the dragon on it, Miflach Palach Lei, he'll worship it. Great. So this way they'll do Avodah Zarah, and we'll still hold on to that shame of Avodah Zarah. If a Jew finds the ring, it's a very expensive type of ring, so what's the Jew going to do? He wants to make some money. He's going to Mazbin Leila Ovid Kocham, he'll sell to a non-Jew who worships his Avodah Zarah, and then that non-Jew will then again worship it. So though the owner of this ring has relinquished rights of owning it, he has not relinquished the shame of Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, it was only permitted once the non-Jew came along as a Mevatalit, but before that point, it would be us. Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah of Masechet Rosh Hashanah tells us, going on to the topics now of the moon, the Dmus Tsuros Levanos Hayalo, the Rebbe Gamliel, Beliyasa, Betavla, Bekosel, Shebehen Mara, Esed Yotas. So Rebbe Gamliel, who was the Nasi, had in his room, his office, his study, he had a big blackboard of images of what the moon may or may not look like. And when Abel come in, he says, point to me which moon was what you saw for the new month. The Kiddush HaChodesh wanted to know, you saw the moon, did it look this way, or did it look that way? And it was a test. Some of them were actually incorrect. Some of them were, you know, shaped in ways that would be impossible. This is a test whether they were telling the truth or not. That's what he had on his wall, these images of various shapes of the moon. So the Gemara asks now, Omer Lehen, he would say to them, Kazera Yisem, did you see like this? Did you see like that? What did it look like? So the Gemara asks a very basic question. Umi Shari, are you allowed to have, was Rabbi Gamliel permitted to have images of the moon on his wall? Haksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Sasun Iti, don't make with me, what does that mean? Lo Sasun, don't make images, Kedemus, like the images Shemashai, those who serve me, Hamisham Shim Lefanai. So the moon and the sun and the stars all are agents or servants of Hashem. You can't make those images. It's a very halachah l'maisa, by the way, in terms of making pictures of suns. You can't really make a picture of a sun. So how could he have the picture of a moon on the wall? So Amar Bai explains, Lo asa tara ela shamashim she'efsher la'asosan kimosam. It's only asa to make an image that you can actually make it in the size. But you can never make a moon in the size of the moon. It's obviously impossible. You can't make the sun the size of the sun in this world. So since you can't really replicate the sun and the moon, it's actually permitted to have an image of the moon on the wall. What's his proof? Kedatani, the Braisa tells us, Lo yase adam bayis tavnis heichel. A person cannot make his house in the shape of the heichel, the shape of the base of Migdash. Achsadra tavnis ulam. You can't make your achsadra, your little open area, a porch of some sort. You can't make it the way the ulam was made, which is the big hallway leading into the base of Migdash, from the Azara into the Heichal. Chatzer, Tavnis Azara. You can't make your courtyard into an Azara. And Shulchan, you can't make the table Tavnis Shulchan. And Menorah, Tavnis Menorah. You can't make all these different shapes. Aval, who also shall, if you want to make a Menorah, you make it Shel Chamisha, five. Vishel Shish, or make it six. Vishel Shmona, or make it eight. Vishel Sheva, however, that of seven branch Menorah is not allowed. So this actually becomes very halach l'mai. So let's say you have five kids in your family, so you want to light seven, and the wife wants to light seven candles for the candelabra on Friday night. So you're allowed to have a menorah that has seven branches. The Gemara says, Lo yasav, shel shiva, lo yasav, you can't make it. Afilu shel shar mine matechos, even though it's other metals. We know the Pasuk tells us a couple weeks ago it's made of zav, made of gold. So maybe you can make a menorah of seven branch menorah of silver or bronze. You're not allowed to make of any metal. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda adds, Omer af shel eight. You can't even make a wooden menorah that's seven branched. Lo yase kederach she'asu beis chashmonai, like the chashmonaim did when they came in and reconquered the base of Mikdash. The menorah was destroyed. They first had built a wooden menorah. So amr lo misham raya, bring a raya from the chashmonaim who built it from wood. Shvudim shel barzal, they made bars. It wasn't made of wood. Bechofen bebites, it was lined. It was covered with lead, I think, right? With tin. It wasn't wood. Heshir, they got wealthier. Asam Shokepsis, they made it himself. They made a silver one. And Chazir Veshir, they made more money than finally Asam Shotzav. They made the ideal way out of gold. We see from all this, for the context of the Gemara, it's only Asir to make things that you could actually replicate in size. But a moon and sun, you can never replicate the actual size, and therefore it's mutter. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have images of the moon on his house. It becomes actually halach l'maisa. Can a person, could a woman have a seven-branch candelabra? It's a shayla. So some say, well, since it's not the exact dimensions, the same height and the width of the menorah, it's completely fine. Others say that's not ma'akev. The only thing that's likuva with the menorah is it has to have seven branches. The type of material is a ma'akev, the height is a ma'akev, and some say any seven-branched menorah should not be bought. Seven-branched candelabra shouldn't be bought. So it's machlokas. I spoke to Rulig about this once, and he said, the person can avoid it. Why not avoid the shayla? The person can avoid it, or if he already has one, it's not a big deal. There certainly are kulas discussed in Shulchan Aruch, but ideally, if one has the option, better to have buy a five-branch one or a six-branch one and have a separate candlestick on the side if it's possible. If it's not possible, there is what to rely on. Now, so the menorah is fine. You have to, for the menorah has to be... It's a shayla, it's a big shayla, whether you can make it,
even though there's no way you can make it.
Correct. You have to learn through Shulchan Aruch and his discussion of actual size. Does it have to be bullet? Does it have to come out of that? We'll see on Amud Beis, does it have to come out of the, a 3D image or a flat image might be permitted. But if it looks like Mamisha's son, really like the sun, or it's indicating or it represents the sun, it could really talk to be a shayla. Now, the real heter is just to avoid, again, there are heter. But the really the way to get around, at least for the sun, is to draw a sun in the corner. We're drawing a full circle. That would really be the best advice that many say. Now, there's interesting discussion where it talks about the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash here. So the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni both had different dimensions. In terms of the height, Bais Rishon was only 30 amos high, the Bais Sheni was 40 amos high. So is the Isser only the second Bais Sheni? Nowadays Bais Rishon is no longer. Bais Sheni was the most recent Beis HaMikdash. So if I made my house all the dimensions but only 30 amos high, would that be permitted? So this is a discussion found in the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. And he says it depends on whether or not if the Bais Sheni would have been a good Bais had it been only 30 amos high. Even though it was 40, but let's say they built it 30 amos high, would that have been a good Beis HaMikdash? If it would have been good, so then we cannot replicate a 30 amos high. But if a 30 amos high Beis HaMikdash would not have been good for Bais Sheni, then he thinks there would be a heter to make your house in those dimensions if it's only 30 amos high. Now, the Minchas Chinuch says, even though the examples brought down here is you can't make a shulchan, you can't make a menorah, Einachanami, all the other kalim that mentions in mentioned the psukim, their various dimensions like the aron and the mizbechos, those are bichlal the iser as well. One other thing to keep in mind: this iser, the nature of this iser, there's a machlokus how to categorize the iser. It sounds like from the context here, where would you place this iser of replicating the bais tabnis heichel achsadja tabnis ulam? I would seemingly, you know, the two places to place this. So the Rambam puts the halachas in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. It sounds like if a person replicates the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah, it's a chisaron in Mora Mikdash. She's lacking the fear of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah to fear the Mikdash. And to replicate these items would be a chisaron in that. However, others seem to say that since the context of the discussion here is lo sasun iti, don't make them like me, it's more of an iser of avodah zarah, making your own types of kalim to worship some type of god out of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a chakira, and there are nafkaminas that the Minchas Chinuch discusses. Okay, last two lines of the Gemara. Gemara says, "V'shemashim she'iyav shar lasus kemosim mishari." Is it really true? A type of servant of Hashem, the sun, which you cannot replicate. It's really mutter to make a picture of the sun or the moon or anything else that can't be replicated. V'atanya, doesn't the Brisa tell me? Lo sasun iti means lo sasun kedmus shemashai hamishamshim l'fon b'marom. You can't replicate images that serve Hashem up in the marom, up in Shemayim, which includes the sun and the moon and all that kind of stuff. So we see it is usher to make an image of the moon and the sun. So Amar Bai says, no, what's referring to here is lo asatara ella bidimus arba panim behade hadade. So only referring to, look at Rashi, arba panim, pnei shor, the face of an ox, v'adam, a man, ari, a lion, v'nesher, an eagle, l'chai achas dugmas chayis hakodesh, d'chsev iti ashurus etzli. It's brought down in the base of the Pesukim Yecheskel that the four legs of the Kisei HaKavod had these four images of the man, of a nesher, of a shor, and a ari, making all four together, it's aser. But all other, shemashim, up in shemayim, those are actually mutter. So then the Gemara says, if it's true that the Isser of making images of Shemayim are also only to make all four together as a unit, so Elamiyat, if that's the case, parts of Adam Lechudei Tishtari. Making an image of man alone, that should be permitted, because it's only Isser when you have all four images together, but one without the others are permitted. Alamatani, why does Zebraisa tell us? Kola partufos, mutarim, chutz mi pirtz of Adam. That all images are permitted except for the pirtz of Adam, except for the image of man. So we see that the image of man is aser, even when it stands alone. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Yeshua, Mipirka de Rav Yeshua, but Shemi Aliyah is taught to me. Lo sasin iti means lo sasin osi av ashamashim sari. So what does it mean, lo sasin osi? So we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Tzem Elokim, that we have the Tzem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow comes to people in the image of man, even though he has no image shim. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as an Adam, whatever that means exactly. So Hashem says, don't make any images of myself. That means even Adam alone. But with respect to all the other partufos, all the other images, it's only aser when you do all four together, the Shur, the Adam, the Aryeh, and the Nesha. Tosis writes on the very top here, lo aser Torah elisha mashim shibamot. Oh, actually, we didn't do that yet. Let's wait on that. Sorry. The Gemara now says seven lines down. Vishar shemashim ishari. So does that indicate all other types of servants up to Shemaim are permitted? Right now we hold that only Adam is Aser, and then when you put all four images together are Aser. But it sounds like all other Shemashim, the stars, the sun, the moon, all that's permitted, and the Malachim are permitted. V'hatani, but doesn't the Braisa say otherwise? Lo sasun iti means lo sasun k'demush shemashai ha-mesham shem l'fana b'marom. And the Braisa gives examples. K'gon ofanim v'srafim v'chayzakov v'shemalachesharis, all types of angels, whatever those angels, whatever their roles are up shemayim, you can't make these images. So, what? Well, the Pesukim tell us that, for example, Yeshayahu tells us the six wings, whatever images we are taught from the Pesukim, whatever that means, that's us or to make. Amar Bai says, Lo asa Torah ela shemashim shebemadar bemadar he'elyom. There's a mother elyom, there's a upper level shemayim, and there's a mother darun, and a lower darun, a lower type of marum, area up above. So the higher area, which include the malachim, that's us. The lower area, which include the sun and the moon and the stars, that's permitted. So now, if you look at Tosfos on top here, Lo asa Torah ela shemashim shebemadar ha'elyom. It's only us to make images of the angels that are up in the higher part of Shemayim. Omeri, the Chol Elu, Teruzim, all the answers we're giving, this is very confusing back and forth here, but all these answers, shall abai emesein, they're all true, we all be passing like all of them. Dimidilo kamar b'chol echad v'echad ela omer abai. It doesn't say Ela Amar Bai. It's not a bias tweaking the answers. Ela Amar Bai. It doesn't say that. It just gives the answers. Very straightforward. Amar Bai. Not Ela. Just Amar Bai. And Shema Aminah, we learn from here, Shelohaya Chozer Bo Ela Mitchila Hayadorish Min HaMikra L'Esor Shemashim. He wasn't a Chozer. He was just adding and being mosif and clarifying as he went on. But he passed like all these different distinctions. So then the Gemara says, V'shibabandor hatachtam yisharim. So now you're saying anything found in the lower part of Shemayim, the sun, the moon, the stars, are actually permitted. V'atani, the Baraita tells us, asher b'shemayim, when it says that those images that are in Shemayim, l'rabos, chama, ulevana, kochavim, umazalos. So that's including the sun, the moon, the stars, and the mazalos. And when it says in the pasuk mimal, from above, l'rabos, malach, yisharis. So we see clearly here that you cannot make images of even the sun, the moon, and the stars. Gemara says no. The brayis of Asher b'Shemayim, which include the Chama, Levan, and Kochavim, is Kitanya Ahi la'ov them, to serve them. We have been discussing about making such images. Making them would be Aser, but making certain things Aser, certain things are Mutter. You can make an image of a sun and a moon and stars, but to serve them, that's what's Aser. That's what means Asher b'Shemayim, the Rabbos Chama, Levan, and Kochavim, that's la'ov them. Gemara says, Ela of them, if it's talking about serving a sun and a moon, afilu shil shakotanami, even a small little string would be us. You can't serve anything outside of Hashem. So what do you need a special to specify chama levana kochavim? Ein hachanami, you're right, the Gemara says, granted it's us even to be mishamish, to be oved a shil shakotan. But umisei for the kra nafka, and that's learned from the end of the pasuk, the Tanya, hashir baretz, anything that's found in the land, which means what? The rabos yamim v'naros harim gvost, rivers and seas and mountains and hills, mitachas, an extra word, rabos shil shakotan. Ein achanami, this pasuk includes every single item under the sun, is including the sun, is aser to worship. But with respect to making, with crafting, it's permitted to make anything found in the Madar Tachton, the lower area of Shemayim, which includes the Cham, Levana, Kochavim, and Mazalos. So the Gemara says, wait. So you're telling me Asiya, Gredasa, Mishari, is it really permitted now? You're telling me anything in the Madar Tachton is permitted? You can make a son? V'atani, the Braisa tells us, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Kedmush Shemashai, Hamisham Shemilafanai, B'marum. You can't make any images of those servants of mine that are serving me in the lower area. Kagon Chama, Levana, Kochavim, Mazalos. So it's all Aser. So now we're really backtracking that you can't make images of the sun, the moon, and the stars. So the Gemara says, how could it, back to Rebbe Gamliel. How is Rebbe Gamliel able to have a picture of the moon in his house? And the Gemara says, Shiny Rebbe Gamliel, Da Achayim Asalo. He didn't make it. Rashi says, a goy made it for him. A goy was the one who made these images, and that's why it's permitted. He didn't make it. The Tosa asks a very important question, a very fundamental question. Shiny Rebbe Gamliel, Da Achayim Asalo, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Achanan, De Lachora Mashma, Shet Siva Rebbe Gamliel, Lo'ovid Kochavim Lasos. It sounds like Rebbe Gamliel had ordered the non-Jew to make it. So what's the problem? V'ha amir lo'ovid kochavim shvus. It's aser to tell a non-Jew to do an iser for you. Afilu b'de'avar she'enu shel Shabbos. People always think amir la'akum is only aser and Shabbos on Yontif, Chol HaMoed, But the Gemara in Baba Metzia tells you that it's beyond that. It applies to other all Yisurim. It's talking about there in Gemara Baba Metzia Daf Tzadik, Kedamrinim Aperek HaSoch HaSapalim, Gabi Chasam Pi Parasi V'Doshba. You cannot muzzle your animal, your ox, or any other animal while it is plowing. So what? Maybe I could tell him, well, non-Jew, you muzzle it, and I won't get an Isser. The Gemara says, that's Amir La'akum, which is Aser Kol HaTorah Kula. So how is Rabbi Gamliel able to order a Goy to make images for him? If he can't make an image, he can't tell a non-Jew to make an image. The very halacha ma'isa comes up also when it comes to neutering animals. Right, you buy a dog, so you want the dog to be neutered. So it's a deraisa to neuter an animal. So what do? You give it to the veterinarian who's a non-Jewish possibly, and he'll do it for you. Problem is, if you own the dog, that's a mir l'akum, that's going to be usher to do. So what's the eitzah for neutering dogs? The eitzah is to buy a dog that's already neutered. But to buy one and then have a non-Jew do it for you, that'd be
usher. Don't they have their own usher not to neuter animals?
They do, but that's for them. You bought an animal that's already been neutered. They did what they did. I didn't ask them to do it. That's their own problem. But I bought it from them already. It doesn't make it a chef sechel iser after the fact, though. That's the eitzah that's brought down. Anyways, so how can Rabbi Gamliel have a non-Jew make the images of the moon in his house? It's an iser amir l'akum. Tells his answers via shlomar de mitzvah shiny. When it comes to mitzvah, that's permitted. So that's a very, very slippery slope there. So on Shabbos, I want a mitzvah of chulent, so have them turn the chulent pot on for me, or whatever the case is. So it is a heter if it's a shvus to shvus, but malka mitzvah. This is a shvus on a mitzvah in Issa deraisa here. So that the Ramah does note, there is a sheet in the Rishonim, it's based on a sugya in Gittin and writing a shtar in Shabbos. It sounds like there is a good reason to allow even a shvus on an Issa deraisa, but malka mitzvah. We don't pasken like that, and this is a real, real tzarech rabim, a real great need. Other than that, we normally pasken a shvus to shvus, an iser derabanan of emil akum b'malka mitzvah, that's permitted. Now, Tosafot writes further, v'yesh shayurotzen, there were those who wanted to be machmer. This part of Tosafot is a little bit confusing here, that those who are very stringent, shlo lahachtim lo'ovid kochavim chosim sheyesh bo tzuras adam b'shul chov. So they wouldn't, they would have these different stamps of proving that it was paid or not paid, so they wouldn't want to have a non-Jew has stamped, I paid up already, because it would come have an image of a man on them. So they didn't want to tell them, can you please stamp my documents? That's a mir l'akum on creating an image. However, ela imkein haya ha'ovid kocham mevilo me'asma, if he stamped it on his own, I didn't order him to do so, that would be permitted. They also wouldn't wear any belts or any leather straps. Boletes, that sticks out. So boletes is a very, very important halacha. We'll see very shortly. Boletes is when it comes out. It's 3D. That's when it's aser. But if it's flat, it sounds like from Tosfos, it's permitted. Amnam. Yesh smach lahater, there are those who could permit it. Mitoch halachas gedolos b'hag shemamid osa d'Rav Yehuda b'tzuras d'rakon. He had an image of a dragon. V'sham shayach hashta tfei mibachrina. And there's more of a chashash by a dragon than there is by a human. People worship dragons more than they worship human faces. Kedetnan matza kelim valem tzuras d'rakon yolichem yam hamelach. So from the mice, Rav Yehuda had an image of a dragon. It was permitted. So there is room to be makel. The last point here, which is also very important, Alach Lamaisa, Vandrati de Kachayish Lechashta. So, how come the Andrati, which is a certain tzelem, the Gemara is having statues. We don't like having statues because Mishim Shayat Tzelem Demus Adam Kogufo Biyadayim Raglayim. A full image of a person. That's when there's a chashash. The guy worshipped it. But let's say you have just an image of a head. That, according to the Alach, is actually permitted. Someone asked me a shayla a few months ago. He's a doctor, and his patient gave him a gift of a statue, a head. What was the
a bust?
A bust. It was a bot, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, it was a name of a god, but I'm saying a Greek god, a doctor. Oh. What was he? You don't know this? I figured.
Hippocrates?
Could be that. One of those guys. Sounds like that.
Socrates.
It wasn't Zeus, but whatever. Some Greek god of medicine. He wanted to know whether he could keep it. It was just the head, the bust. So the halacha is that really you're allowed to, only if it's a full image like Tosfos writes, you're really allowed to keep it. It's only us if it's a full image. At the same time, it's a very strange thing. Anyways, I recommend that he not keep it and get rid of all statues. So again, there are a lot of details to work through. Full bodies, dolls. Are dolls permitted? That's a full body. That's like a statue. Is that permitted? So the post can discuss. Some say it's allowed. No one worships idols, dolls anymore. It gets dirty. Some say cut off its ear, cut off its nose, make it look different. So this is a discussion based on these sugyas here. Let's go weiter now. Gemara says, we are last two narrow lines of the Amadir of Ha Rav Yehuda, Da'achayim asulo. So Rav Yehuda, who also had a situation where apparently the goyim had made for him. Vamar lei Shmuel. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was the Talmud of Shmuel. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, he always called Rav Yehuda Shinna, very sharp, very harif. Sami eina didin. Remove your eyes from this. Get rid of this statue. We need these images of the moon. What do you need this for? So Gemara says, Hasam bechosma bolet umishim chashta. There is referring to a situation where the chosin, the signature, was bolet. It was sticking out. It was almost 3D. And there's a chashad that he might worship it. So if it's really 3D, there's more of a chashad. Detanya tabas shechosma bolet aser lanicha. If you have a tabas, which is going to create an imprint, which is an imprint that's 3D, that's going to be aser lanicha. You can't make such an image if it has a 3D image. Umutalachtum, or other way around, sorry. You can't wear it if it has a, if the ring is sticking out, the image is sticking out, you can't wear it, but to make a stamp is permitted because the image is going to be pressed. It won't be sticking out. But let's say you have a chosmo shokea. Let's say your sign has a shokea. It's on, when the way the stamp looks, the stamp is, it's impressed, I guess, inside. But motelanicha, you could have it, you could wear it even, but you can't stamp with it because the image is going to be bullet, it's going to be 3D, and it's us. So we see there's a distinction between something flat, or shakur, which is imprinted, or bullet, or it's sticking out. So if it's sticking out, we are actually more machmir. So the Gemara says, "Umi chashin lechashta." Are you really concerned of chashad, a person's going to think that you're worshiping Avodah Zarah? Vaha be knisha de shaf the yasuf. That was the name of a certain shul in the Harda, Rashi says. Ben Harda, the okmi be andrata, they had an idol. Have aili be avu the shmuel. The father Shmuel would go into such a shul, even though there's an idol right outside. The Levi would also go in. Umatsi be gavai, they would daven inside. Velochayish lechashta. So didn't we just say above, if there's an idol, if there's a 3D image, where choshed, that person would worship it, and there's a chashash of avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, Rabbim Shiny, when it comes to Rabbim, we're not choshed Rabbim for worship of avodah zarah. An individual who's got a statue, who's got a bolet, an image sticking out, that there's a chashad. But to be choshed an entire community, entire shul, that wouldn't be the case. And therefore, even though there might be an idol standing outside, or a statue standing outside, it would not be a problem of chashad. Gemara says, "V'ha Reb Gamliel, the Yachid Have, wasn't Reb Gamliel Yachid, and therefore it should be Aser. There should be a Chashad by a Yachid." Gemara says, "Kaven the Nasi Hava, since he was a Nasi who Shchichi Rabim Gavei, it was a public domain. People were coming to his house all the time that had a din of Rishis Rabim, and there is no Chashad." Look at interesting Tosos here. Dima Masul V'ha Reb Gamliel Yachid Hava. He says, "Vim Tomar Amai Lo Mishani Did Tzuras Levana Lo Aisa Boletes." We just said above, the chashad only exists when it's bolet, when it's sticking out, when it's 3D. But when it's flat, and we assume right now that Rabbi Gamliel's paintings on the wall were flat images, that should be completely permitted. There's only chashad when it's bolet. So why doesn't the Gemara answer, oh, his images were shokea, or they were flat? And she tells us, V'omari, Rabbi Notan, V'riva, all three of them, Ki bechama ulevana umazalos ein chilek bein bolton l'shokin v'chein berkia shokinim. That's the raya why you can't draw a picture of a sun. Even when it's not bolet, if it's flat, it's still going to be aser. V'lo maflig behachi elagavi partzu from the kiyotze behen. The only time we distinguish between bolet and shokea is when it comes to an image of a person, like a doll. But to make an image of flat, a painting is permitted. To take a picture is permitted. But to make a doll, to make a statue, that's when the question starts coming into play.
We don't think we have to mean that. I mean, it's not worshipped anymore. It's like, it's as if it's, I don't know if it's,
if it's batal,
I don't know how it works today. I mean, I don't know how it works.
You know, it sounds like there's certain things that are objectively awesome in their eyes, regardless of whether people, I think so. Gemara now says, halfway down the wide lines, another answer for why Reb Gamliel was allowed to have these images of the moon, Ibai Seima, the Prakim Havi. It were things that were made of different parts, like Lego, they come apart. And when you come, you see an image of a moon in Lego, or different pieces of the paper coming together, a puzzle, to form a moon, there's no chashad there that he's worshipping these images. Ibai Seima, a third answer why Reb Gamliel was allowed to have these images, Lehislame Shani, to learn or to teach, is different. The Tani, the Brisa tells us based on the pasuk, Lo Silma Lasas, don't learn to make, Avaat Lamed Lahavin Lahoros. You can learn and make them in order to understand. So you're allowed to make images of the moon and the sun if it's Bederach Limud, and that's permitted. Gemara now quotes the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer v'chule eize mechubadim eize mevuzim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you know, all depended where you found the image. If the images were found on a type of keli that's mechubah, that's an honorable type of keli, so then it will be aser. But if you find these images on a keli that's mevuzim, that's a disgraceful type of image, a disgraceful type of keli rather, then it would be permitted. No one puts a dragon on a toilet, for example, and serves it. So that would be an example of something that's mevuzim, and that image would be permitted. So Amar Rav, Rav says, mechubadim lemala min amayim. What's mechubadim? Anything above the mayim, mevuzim lemata min amayim. So Rashi explains here, lemala min amayim means al ogne hakli, on the above part of the keli where water doesn't go in, the outside of the keli, the cover. Lemata means min amayim b'shulim u'betefanos. The walls and the bottom of the pot, that the inside, that's considered mevuzim. So if you find an image of a dragon on the inside of a pot, that's not a chashash of Avodah Zarah. If it's on the outside of the pot or on top of the pot, that would be a chashash of mechubadim and a chashash of Isr. Shmuel comes along and says, Amar, eil of eilu mevuzimin. Putting on a pot, whether inside or outside, top or bottom side, that's all mevuzim. That's not a chashash of Avodah Zarah. Ela Elohein Mechubadim. Shal Hashirin Val Nizamim Val Tabaos. If it's on a bracelet, on a necklace, an earring, a ring, those are all Mechubadim, and that's where it would be Aser. And Tana Kavasa de Shmuel, the Brisa supports Shmuel's opinion. Mechubadim Shal Hashirin Val Nizamim Val Tabaos. All those examples are found on jewelry. That's a chashash. Mevuzin is al hashel al hayoros on big vats and bapats. Kum kumsin val mecham mechamin, things that were had heat up water. Veshal sadinim on sheets. Matpechas. All these things are considered mevuzim. And if they have images of dragons and other types of usher images, it would be permitted on that last list. Okay, I guess let's stop here then, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Permitted because
what's permitted? Sorry.